All right. Pre-show for Tuesday. Here we go. Third day of October. When, you know, it's just going to keep, we'll just keep doing these shows, man, until, you know, I really believe that I don't think I'll die in the middle of producing some Phil Henry thing, but somewhere around that, you know, I mean, I think I'll be in the process of creating. In other words, I don't think when I croak off, I will be doing nothing. I don't think I'll die in my sleep. Let me put it that way. I think I will go while I'm doing something, you know, even if it's jerking off. I'm joking. All right. This fucking Epson printer is a piece of shit. Let me just go out and just tell you right now, okay? I have a voice session, and you guys have seen, you look at IMDb, I do Crash Bandicoot. The primary voice on Crash Bandicoot. Very proud of that. Very proud of that. Love working with those guys. I've gone everywhere and I've told people the greatest producers I've ever worked for, greatest directors, greatest engineers, everybody cool. I got a bunch of script for a session coming up. Well, I better not say. I mean, it's not criticizing them. I'm saying it's an enormous amount of work that I'm going to be prepping for. And anyway, I'm looking forward to working with my friends over there again, because I have been very vocal in saying, and I told them, I was speaking to a couple of guys, a couple of principals of the show the other day, I said, you guys are the best crew I've ever worked for, man. You cats are together, you get your shit together, you know what you want. Boom, 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 you know, we hit it, then we move on, we hit it, we move on. Outstanding, really. All right, man, so here's my idea. Steve,
Yeah, I'm right here, Mr. Henry.
So the other day you called yourself, much to the chagrin and the shock, but much to the shock of bystanders. Did it shock you?
I listened back to the tape of the show. It was a replay. Were you doing reboot or?
We were doing our usual encore.
It was encore, okay. And this was from last year?
It was a show from the 22nd. When was it, Margaret?
I don't know. It was
2022.
Okay. At the end of that, because I listened to it, I always like to...
1, 2, 3, 4.
I called myself Steve Dooley, and I continue to call myself Steve Dooley.
Why did you do that?
I don't know. I'd had Bobby and Steve on, and I just called myself Steve Dooley, and I don't understand. I don't understand why I did it. Other than to say, the only thing I could possibly think is that because it's Steve Dooley.
Do you know Steve Dooley?
I don't know him well at all. I only know what I've heard, and it's not that flattering. That's why it's hard for me to imagine I'd put myself into the same shoes of a Steve Dooley, because he sounds almost as if he's what is traditionally called a cuck.
Well, let's not be insulting.
Well, I mean, I'm trying to...
What do you mean? What does that mean by a cuck?
Well,
I mean, that's a very derogatory thing to call another man.
Yeah, it is.
1, 2, 1, 2. Steve Dooley is where? He's not in the tub. Enough with the fucking tub, you know? BM wear? Jesus H. Christ. Bowel movement wear. All right. Oh, God help. Doodle-a-doo-doodle-doo-doo. So I got this thing today. Should we have one, Jay Santos?
Citizens Auxiliary Police T-shirts are available in the Phil Henry Show store, Phil. That's right, Phil. The Citizens Auxiliary Police T-shirts are available in the Phil Henry Show store. And, of course, we want people to get them and to wear them. Now, because you wear an auxiliary Citizens Auxiliary T-shirt, well, not Citizens...
Citizens Auxiliary Police T-shirt.
Citizens Auxiliary Police T-shirt. It does not mean that you're a member of the Citizens. Some people have asked, does that make us honorary member? No, of course it does not. You have to have a certain level of training.
Well, what level of training do you need, Santos, to be in the Citizens Auxiliary Police?
Quite a bit, General. Okay? Quite a bit.
I don't want you guys to start firing at each other. Can you answer that question?
What question do you want me to answer, Phil?
I'm just asking, Jay. What level of training?
We are trained, okay, in seeing... First of all, the first thing we're trained in is to cone in...
See, I don't know this cone in and fan out.
We train our men to cone traffic in, to fan out, spread out, to fan in. They fan, man, they fan out. But the Citizens Auxiliary Police T-shirt...
That sounds very... Where's the fucking... Okay, so that's... what is that? Steve Bozell? Yeah. Jay Santos. So, yeah, man. Oh, fuck. Got a COVID shot the other day.
Yeah, there's a... You can get a... I got a email from the Social Security Administration telling me that I'm in trouble. I'm in big trouble, and I'm in big trouble.
What character could we do? We got an email from the Social Security Administration. You know, like, who would that be? Where's our character list, man? Here it is. So we went to LAFC. I think I told you guys on the video yesterday. We lost Sunday. This would be on Sunday. We lost 1-0. Not a good game. I don't know what was up with you guys, man. Maybe Dr. Jim Sadler is the one who... Let me see. Characters. Where's our character sheet? Character sheet. Where are you, bitch? Here it is. Character, Steve Ozell, Tim Bell, R.C. Collins, Lloyd Bonafide, Ruben, Dave Oliver, Brandon, Robbie, Eric Radio. Oh, man. This is Larry. Larry Grover. Perfect.
I told Larry.
It's Larry and Gloria Grover, and we're going to have... First up is going to be... Steve Bozell describing Steve Dooley as a cuck. And then we have Larry and Gloria Grover on the Social Security letter. Oh, man. Yeah, man. And if it ain't one goddamn thing, it's something else, huh? What is this? This is Dr. Michael Tabibian. Dr. Tabibian is my dermatologist. And my new GP is Dr. Stanley Sue. And Dr. Ellman is retiring. Dr. Emery's retiring. My dentist is Dr. Castillo. It's sooner or later, man. When you don't, it's not that you get sicker. It's that you realize you're getting older, so you don't want to, like, fall apart. So you're, like, paying more attention. Okay, now I'm getting older. I better have a bunch of doctors to make sure that I'm cool. My urologist, that's right, is Dr. Himsel. What else the fuck do I have? I got a urologist, I got a dermatologist, I got a regular GP, I got a dentist, I got a... one of my eye doctors is Dr. Hoffman, but the eye surgeon that worked on me was Dr. Sebring. But Dr. Hoffman's my regular guy that I go to. And funny cat, too. Very funny, man. And that's about it, man. What other kind of doctor do you need? You know? We have, like, a dick doctor? That's what a urologist is, dick brain. Oh, okay, I think that's it, man. Testing 1-2. Let's turn this shit off, man. Turn that shit down, man. Let's go, bitch. Bitchin', good song. Waiting for After Dark is the name of that. That's Apache Tomcat. One of my favorite bands, Apache Tomcat. 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. Let's put this here. Steve, how are you?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Well, you don't sound fucking fine, and we don't have any fucking sound effect up for you, man. Steve Bozell with Steve. How are you? How you doing?
Yeah, real good. Well, I'm as good as can be, Mr. Henry.
1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. 1-2. Fuck. God damn, it's still fucking hot, you know? It's October, which I told you guys, it's not unusual for California. But the studio here, I go up, you know, upstairs to the office, or I go back to my house. And I know we live about a block from the sand. And I know it gets cold at the beach. Colder at the beach than it would, say, elsewhere. But still. What am I trying to say? It's cold in the house. And it's hot down here. All right.